Hiya, pals. Thank you so much for listening. We have an awesome show coming at you today. I am excited to bring to the Wolf Den Jessica Ashley, who is another podcaster. So we are keeping the podcast train rolling here at the Wolf of Disney podcast, and I am just really excited to introduce Jessica. She is the host of the Stay Calm Mom podcast show, and Jessica is actually from Boston, so it was really cool to connect with someone who was relatively close by. She is a local realtor, so if you or someone you know in the Boston area is looking for a new home, please feel free to reach out to our friend Jessica. And she's also a proud mom. So I believe Jessica mentioned that she has a 2-year-old son. And what I can tell you is a little bit about her show is she basically, this was her sort of creation, her passion project. And she facilitates these awesome conversations to mothers specifically with strategies, best practices, and resources from, you know, the absolute expert sources to real life mothers just simply sharing their own experiences. And it's really to help women, you know, better manage their responsibilities as mothers, because moms, they've got a lot of jobs and they wear a lot of hats, and my hat goes off to them for being able to do this. And for Jessica to not only be a full-time realtor, a full-time mom, but also a full-time podcast host, kudos to her, because that is something that I don't know that I'd be able to handle. So kudos to Jessica. Thank you so much, Jessica, again, for being on our show. It was a lot of fun, and I'm really, really excited for our conversation, for our listeners and your listeners to hear about your love for Disney. So definitely go check out our friend Jessica, Stay Calm Mom podcast. It's a great show for moms who just simply maybe need a place to hear some ideas, hear some other frustration, because I can remember, you know, with my own mother, there were plenty of moments that are frustrating, and I definitely just want to, you know, give that a plug, because I think that the more and more that we can come together in a platform like this, like a podcast, and just simply talk, it's such a therapeutic, it's such a easy way to sort of be heard, but also be listened to. And I think that's part of the reason why Jessica started her show. And it's certainly, as I've mentioned now a few times, it's a reason why I started my show, is just to simply have something to preoccupy my brain and talk and get out, you know, how I'm feeling about Disney in this case. And usually the Wookiee and I try to keep it light. We try to have a lot of fun. But deep down and in the deep crevices of all this, it really is a passion project and just something to sort of keep my mental health as stable as possible in this really difficult, really questionable time right now. So thank you so much, Wolfpack, for listening. Please go check out our friend Jessica Ashley at Stay Calm Mom Podcast. She's on Spotify, Apple, Google Play. I think she's on Amazon as well, so definitely go check her out. She is just the epitome of kindness and was full of life, and really appreciated her conversation. So without further ado, I'm not going to talk anymore, because I'm sure at this point you just want to listen to the show. Here is the Wookiee and I's conversation with Miss Jessica Ashley from Stay Calm Mom Podcast. Enjoy. Hey, you know, before we get into this next segment, let's take a quick break. Let's go get something to eat. Let's wash our hands, and we'll see you real soon. Hiya, pals. Thank you so much for listening. Please take a moment to go give us a 5-star review over on Apple. We would greatly appreciate it, and it helps our podcast grow. Hiya, pals, and welcome to the show. I am, of course, the Wolf of Disney, and we're joined by our good friend,
the Wookiee. Friends, this podcast is live on all of your favorite listening apps like Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and of course, our main platform, Anchor. We are joined today by our good friend, Jessica Ashley, who hosts a Stay Calm Mom podcast. And she was very excited to come on our show and just simply talk Disney. And Jessica, first and foremost, thank you so much for joining us. Whenever we have someone else that can come in and talk Disney with us, we're just super excited about it. So we definitely appreciate your time because obviously you're a mom and I'm sure you're also working full time. You're dealing with this stress of COVID. So we just really appreciate you taking some time out of your busy and hectic schedule to come and just hang out with us.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure.
You're very welcome. No, thank you. And Jessica, the way that we like to start this. So first and foremost, welcome to the Wolf Den. And what we would love to hear about is sort of your perfect day at Disney World. And some of the things that I like to sort of point out here are, who are you with? How are you getting there? Where are you staying? And what are some of the things that you have to do during your perfect day when you're down at Disney?
What a fun topic. Thank you guys so much for having me on the show. I was so, so excited to be a guest on the show. I just love Disney so much, like so many of us. And I've just been going so many times throughout my life with my family, so many beautiful memories together, some of the best memories of my life, really. So I guess I would have maybe a different answer than a lot of people to that, because I would actually like to drive there, ideally.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Because, you know, I've actually driven down to Disney World a few times, more than I can count, maybe at least three or four times with my family growing up. And it was at the time really out of necessity and just being on a budget and trying to, like a lot of families out there doing Disney on a budget. We live all the way up in Boston. So it was, you know, a 24-hour straight drive. It took pretty much 2 days, but they were some of the best memories really of my life of going down there to Disney with my family. And a lot of the times they would consist of fighting in the car and bickering and, you know, a million stops. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of the times you remember some of the, what you thought were bad times are what make those unique memories, you know, that stay with you, and they're sort of bonding for the family. So I feel like I haven't done that in so long since I was a kid, really drive down there. And I would just love to do that again, I guess, ideally, but I don't know when I'll get a chance to, because my son is so young, so I can't realistically put him in the car that long. He's only two.
Right. Well, it's funny that you say that, because I think, you know, when you think about a few years ago, you know, the cost of air travel was very expensive. And for the average family to get down to Orlando, it was very expensive. So driving was one of the better options for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And it also gave us an opportunity to invite a lot of other family members to join us. So I remember my grandmother had joined us one time going down to Disney. Another time, my sister's best friend. Another time, my uncle came with us. So for us, it was just kind of a chance to say, we'll take as many people who can fit in the minivan with us. And so we were really jam-packed, especially with all the luggage. But it was just so much fun. And one of the trips, I think I drove for half of the way. And then my mom, once we got into Florida, she wanted sort of the glory of like pulling up to Disney. She was like, let me drive. So it was like, it's just a lot of those little, the small memories, or my sister's fighting in the back seat about who's going further reading Harry Potter first. Like that was a big thing on one of the trips. Sure. Some of those memories, just kind of like being on a budget, sometimes my family thought it was a bad thing, but now looking back, I remember one time we went and we did like a big grocery shopping trip before our Disney run, and we just filled the trunk with like snacks and sandwiches and all these things. And looking back, like what a fun time to basically just be stopping and having these little picnics everywhere along the trip down there. So sometimes you'd want to have this big elaborate trip, but sometimes your kids might take away some of the smaller memories. So it's just about spending the time together. I think that's more important than like, you know, going to the Grand Floridian every single time.
Sure. That's awesome. Yep. So you're in the car, you're getting down there. So where ideally, Jessica, is the car bringing you?
Let's see. So, well, I'm torn on what my favorite park is. I guess for me, I love park hoppers. I think that they make everything so awesome because Animal Kingdom closes so early. And, you know, if you have a park hopper, you can go see so many more shows. So I always start really at Animal Kingdom because I'm planning on leaving there earliest. And then I usually, I like to, I guess on my first day, I'd really like to go to MGM and see Fantasmic, because that's my favorite show of all time. I know a lot of people I know love, what is the Illuminations at Epcot? Is their favorite?
It's gone now.
Oh, they took it? No.
Yeah, they changed the fireworks at Epcot,
Oh my gosh.
That was a family favorite of mine.
Oh my gosh.
It was beloved. Illuminations was really just a beloved you know, sort of fireworks show. And Fantasmic is in that same, you know, same sort of wheelhouse. So
but have you both seen the new one at Animal Kingdom though? They've had it for a little while.
I have not.
Neither one of us have. And you know, we talk about pretty consistently, Jessica, that, you know, Animal Kingdom just doesn't seem to be like a full day park. So I guess that's true.
And it's, there's so many rides there that are like my favorite rides of Disney, like the Rapid ride. We love that. And of course the Safari ride, I think out of any ride in Disney, I would say probably the Safari ride is my favorite. That's awesome. But you're right. Maybe it's not a full day park. I didn't really think of it like that.
That is a bold take. I like that.
No, I'm like you. I usually, my first day at the parks is usually Animal Kingdom in the morning, and then I get that out of the way in half a day, and then that's it, really.
Yeah, I love it. Especially my son. He just loves animals, so that's the first place that I would head, because I kind of like that Disney has. For me, it has this kind of duality feeling of like the day versus the night. Like I feel like Disney during the day is one place and Disney during the night is like a whole another, because of the, you know, it's just like magical and all the lights and everything. So we are actually planning a trip, me and my boyfriend and his daughter, Seven. We are planning a trip in April and we couldn't go because of COVID, unfortunately. And I was so looking forward to it. And one of the things I was looking forward to in a funny way, for some reason, I really wanted to do it, was he was saying what we're going to do is stay on property and in the middle of the day, take the kids back and just take a nap. And I was really looking forward to it because I just wanted that excitement of kind of feeling like there's 2 days, like there's this morning excitement and then you go back out like ready to go see all the shows at night and just have like this magical evening and see the parades and everything. So I like to max out the park. I like to stay there as late as possible, like shut it down.
Yeah. That's awesome. You know, I think that a lot of people now, especially when they are going, they're trying to utilize as much, you know, daylight and park time as possible. So that's a great answer, because I think at the end of the day, Disney is notoriously known for their parks. So, you know, getting into the parks is one of the best.
And Jessica, I bring a friend every time I go, and he will not make it to the end of the night unless we take a quick, he takes a quick nap in the middle of the day. So there's always that that trip back to the room before we hit the second park. So I'm totally with you.
I love even the monorail rides, just getting to and from the parks and the boat rides. I don't think they do it anymore. Do they let you be in the conductor's area of the monorail? I think maybe if you request it early in advance.
Probably not during COVID, but probably. I think they still probably do it.
Because that used to be so fun as a kid.
Yeah.
Have you done the Skyliner yet?
No, I haven't. I'm really like, I'm bummed that our trip got canceled. We're going to try to go as soon as we can again, but I was so looking forward to it in April. There's so many new things that I haven't done yet.
So if you don't mind me asking, when was the last time that you went to Disney?
Oh my gosh, guys, it was like really long time ago. Like, I'm like scared to say it was like 10 years ago, guys.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Because I've been like, so many times as a kid, like maybe 15 times, but the last time I was there was actually my 21st birthday. We tended to go for birthday trips and it's just like, I don't even know where all this time has gone. Somehow I haven't gone. So that's why I was so bummed out that our new trip got canceled, because I really wanted to go see Pandora and like everything that was brand new.
Right. Well, that's okay.
A lot changed.
Yeah, a lot has changed. And, you know, what I can tell you is a lot of the magic that you remember is still there. And some of it has changed, too. So that's not a bad thing. So, Jessica, the next thing that I sort of like to do is I like to dig in a little bit and find out about some of your favorite Disney things, because I think for so many of us, depending on your age, depending on what your level of involvement was with Disney, there's different answers for this. So, you know, but for me, you know, one of the things that I always remember about Disney is the Disney movies that would come out. And I'm curious for you, do you have a favorite Disney film that sort of sticks out? And, you know, has it changed now that you have a younger son? You know, because I'm sure there's sentimental value that sort of goes into watching some of these movies and, you know, things like that. So I'm curious from that perspective, what is what is the Disney film that sticks out?
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with so many of them. So Cinderella, I've seen so many times, more than I can count. When I was a kid, when I had the old VHS tape, I actually wore it out because I watched it so many times. So I'm obsessed with Cinderella even to this day. And that's my favorite. I think Pocahontas, I actually remember seeing in theaters as a kid. And just, I remember going to see that in theaters and then just going to the grocery store and singing all the songs. And just like wanting to be discovered as a singer. Like I'm probably like 5 years old or something. And I'm just feeling like Pocahontas going through the grocery store. So, you know, I can't believe that it was so long ago that all those films came out, because they're so different now and they just don't hold the same, you know, the new ones. I just can't get into them the same way. Like what was the one where they have all the different feelings represented by characters and things like Inside Out. Yeah. Like the new ones are so cute, but they're just, they're not like the old ones. The old ones are just like, they're just so well done.
The new ones feel like almost like Pixar. They look like Pixar movies almost. It's hard to tell the difference at this point.
Yeah. There used to be like a real distinction. I feel like, and now you're right. They do all seem kind of like Pixar movies. And I think there's so much that goes into the production now. And like every line is so scripted. And there was like an art form almost to the old Disney films, especially like, I actually really like some of the really old ones, like Fantasia. You know,
those are great.
The ones that actually Disney was the one who made it. And I remember, you know, reading about Disney himself, and they were making that movie, and someone in the office said to him, should we be making a film like this, like using this medium? Is this what this medium of cartoons should be used for? And he was like, get out, you're fired. And he just like let them out because they didn't see the vision. So it's like, that was the type of like passion that went into it back then, I feel like, you know?
That was his like, that was his baby. So like that and Snow White, he like refused to let go to video, and like he did not want Fantasia to be, he wanted to build on Fantasia. Was the real original plan was that every couple of years he could add segments to it, so it was going to just be like a long running thing. So and it just didn't catch on with fans, so that that vision didn't really come to fruition. But I mean, I love them.
I do too.
Me too. So you sort of mentioned it, and it sort of made me giggle a little bit, because I was sort of in that same boat. I was the little kid who was always singing the songs. So music is, you know, if you listen to our show at all, music is very important to me. I love music. I love the music of Disney. Is there a particular song that sort of sticks out as the favorite?
From Pocahontas? Oh my gosh, that's such a hard question. Like anything by Alan Menken is like, you know, the best. I don't know if I have like a favorite. It's got to be like a Cinderella song, I would say. Like, probably, I don't know the title of it, but what's the first song in Cinderella? You know, a dream is a wish your heart makes. And I think that's the name of it, actually. That's probably my favorite. I really took those words to heart. For Disney songs, anything by Alan Menken is just like, you know, my favorite, and has just stuck with me, I think, for all my life, especially Cinderella, the opening song, a dream is a wish your heart makes. It just really was so powerful when I was young hearing it, because it's a message that really stuck with me about, no matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, the dreams that you wish can come true. And it sounds like this really, you know, sort of naive sentence, but it's like something that really stuck with me my whole life and got me through a lot of kind of hard times and just kept me hoping and having faith that everything would work out. And it's sort of, it's something that I've actually talked a lot on my show, Stay Calm Mom, because what happened to me was about 2 years ago, I became a mom. And in the first month that my son was born, I actually had to leave a 10-year marriage because my ex-husband unfortunately had some addiction issues. There was some abuse, things like that. So I had to leave when I was a new mom with a baby. And I started watching Cinderella, I remember back then too, because I was just kind of going back to things I love and this nostalgia and leaning on that. And that sentence is really something that I took with me of, if you just keep on believing, your dreams can come true no matter how much you're grieving. So that time for me was really hard. And I took that lesson with me and I incorporated it into what I'm doing now, which is the Stay Calm Mom podcast. Because I wanted to take some of the strategies and tips and resources that have helped me sort of heal and become myself again and become sort of the strongest version of myself as a woman and a mom over the last couple of years. And I wanted to bring that to other women out there who are maybe going through a similar struggle or, you know, struggling with motherhood in general. So for my show, I interview a lot of therapists and other moms to share their experiences. So it's amazing, though, that some of these lessons that seem so small can have this big ripple effect in your life and become really part of your identity. So this idea of Cinderella and this hopefulness really just stuck with me always. And imagine the impact that Disney had when he was creating all this, that he would never know all of the ripple effects that he would create in people's lives, because a lot of these lessons became a part of us, especially we were introduced to them as kids.
Right. Well, first and foremost, I'm very sorry that happened to you. It's never easy to know what to say, you know, no matter who you are. And at the end of the day, it seems as though you're coming out on the right end. And that's something to be proud of, most certainly. You know, it's interesting that something like that comes from music. And I talk about this a lot, that music can be very therapeutic. And it seems to me like, you know, Disney and Cinderella especially sort of provided, you know, maybe some therapy along the way. And that's really awesome to sort of hear. And most certainly it seems as though, you know, for you and your son and your life that you have ahead of you, everything seems to be going in the right direction. And, but you know, I can really appreciate that sentiment and appreciate you sharing it.
Oh, thank you. So, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I appreciate being here because these small things are important to me. So it's nice to find people who, you know, understand how important they are.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, this was just for Ryan and I. This was just an opportunity to get together. And, you know, when other people started reaching out and we were like, we'd love to talk Disney. We, you know, all of our friends don't like to talk Disney. And, you know, it was an exciting for us. So, you know, having you reach out to me, it was just really exciting. And, you know, I'm just happy to, I'm always just super happy, but it's especially exciting when someone else wants to talk Disney with us. So, so Jessica, let me ask you this in terms of, you know, favorite memory, because you talked a lot about the memories that sort of came along with Disney. And I think what I'd like to try to do is figure out from you, what is that favorite memory and where were you when it happened? And at the parks, I understand there are some awesome memories that happened in the car, where in the parks did that favorite memory happen?
It's got to be in Magic Kingdom, I think, just watching the fireworks in the castle. And I remember my mom always wanted to take pictures everywhere. And we thought it was so annoying. And we, you know, come on, mom. And at the end of the day, that's sort of all you have is these pictures and videos. So now looking back, I'm glad we did. But it was just sort of like those family moments that I really remember, especially taking pictures of the castle, because that was the first thing we did when we got to Disney every year, was just take pictures of the castle. So I have so many pictures of me at like different stages of life at the same spot, and it's really cool, cool time. So I think just being at Magic Kingdom together is my favorite. And then also, let me see. I think really just the shows are my favorite part of Disney in general. Fantasmic. Awesome. I just love to end the night there. And we always would go to see like every show that they have with like the Beauty and the Beast show and, or the Tarzan show I used to love, but they don't have it anymore at Animal Kingdom, you know, or the Lion King show. I used to always volunteer to be a part of it when I was there. So I just love really the shows. You're basically like almost like on Broadway for a little while when you're at Disney. Yeah.
That's all awesome. Right, I need to know if you're Team Wookiee or Team Wolf. Do you like the Indiana Jones show?
Of course, like definitely. I'm so. They got rid of it, right?
No,
Still. Oh, okay. All right. I was just making sure because I think at one point they were thinking about getting rid of it and using that for Star Wars.
There was some rumors.
No, I'm so glad they kept it then, because I loved it. And I never get picked when I would always volunteer. So when I go back now, it's my new goal. I got to like sit down front and get picked to be in it. Show my kids. All right,
Jessica. I knew I liked you for some reason.
It's a classic. That's awesome.
And there you go. See, and I'm more on the side of it could be replaced.
Really?
I am. I'm sorry. So one of the other things that I like to ask specifically about the parks is, you know, obviously one of the other best parts about being in Disney is you get an opportunity to meet some of your favorite characters. And I'm curious if you have a favorite character to meet. Obviously, there seems to be some pull to Cinderella. But I'm curious if, you know, there's someone out there that you really enjoy meeting. And no, if you don't have a favorite, maybe who would you like to see at the park?
Oh, that's so interesting. I actually have never been into the characters so much. I was never, even as a kid, one of the ones who would wait in line for the signatures. I had my little signature book. I was never like into that as much. I liked really the experiences, just going with my family to the shows and all of that. And just really into the rides, you know? Awesome. So, oh my gosh, I don't know who I'd like to see. I would just like, I guess I'll just get all the princesses' signatures.
There you go. Very cool. Very cool. So when you were with your family, did you have like a place that you always went out to eat within the area or at the parks or at the resort?
What we did actually, we used to go down and stay at a timeshare. So we used to stay off property a lot. And I actually liked it because it kind of just felt like we were almost living there for a little while, you know, rather than being in a hotel room, you know? So I really liked that. We used to actually cook there. So a lot of the time we would have these big family breakfasts before we go to the park. And I used to just love those. And then we would like eat outside on the terrace usually. So for me, the breakfasts at home were like my favorite part. For restaurants, I really want to go to Beauty and the Beast Cafe, I think it's called, at Magic Kingdom. And I was supposed to go there in April for my birthday. For my 30th birthday, and it got canceled. We had a reservation on my birthday to go there. So I'll have to go next year. And then a Rainforest Cafe, I think, in downtown Disney, I heard is really good too.
Yep. And they also, they have an additional one over at Animal Kingdom too. So I always tell folks that if you can't get into the one at Disney Springs, try to get into the one over at Animal Kingdom. Usually because at nighttime, it's a little bit easier to get into. So there's a little helpful hint. Yeah, a little wolf tip for sure. So, Jessica, I do want to ask you, so you seem like you're a pretty big ride person. Within the four parks, what is your favorite ride at each park? Because I think this is usually like the pinnacle question, like, oh, what's your favorite ride?
Yes.
But I'm definitely curious to hear what your favorite rides are.
Definitely Rock and Roller Coaster is one of my favorites. And of course, Ethan's right next door. Of it. Really?
I am. My wife loves it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a big fan.
I just love it. I love Rock and Roller Coaster, and then Tower of Terror is right next to it. So I just like to go back and forth, do it a few times, just kind of go in a loop. So I think for MGM, that's my favorite. I'm not a big fan of like MGM has the History of Movies one, you know, where you go through all the movie scenes.
The great movie ride.
I'm not, that one's probably
there like, anymore.
Oh, it's they gone. Got rid of it?
Yeah, they got rid of it.
Oh, okay.
They did.
Well, I guess
Mickey and Minnie's Railway now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Which is actually very cool.
I think I saw that on YouTube because what I've been doing is with my son, I've been trying to make him a Disney addict also. And we've been watching during the pandemic rides from home on YouTube. So I just kind of sit him on me and I just kind of like pivot like with the roller coaster. And I just try to make him a Disney addict also.
There you go. That's so awesome.
I think that's my favorite at MGM. And then for like Magic Kingdom, it's hard because there's a lot of small rides at Magic Kingdom. I think how do you say it? Filar of Magic. That's probably my favorite at Magic Kingdom because I'm really into the shows. So it's kind of like a ride show, you know?
It's a must do for me.
I just love that. You just kind of get to be in the movie for a little while, especially when on the magic carpet. I love that part of the ride. And let's see, at Epcot, I'm not a big fan of like Test Track and like all that stuff over there on that side, you know? So it's hard over there because there's not a lot of rides at Epcot, because I think since I haven't been there in a while, they recently added more sort of like rides at Epcot. So I think the Frozen ride is one I'm really looking forward to doing at Epcot. It wasn't there when I was there last, but my boyfriend's daughter, it's her favorite. So we have to do that one. And then
if you haven't been in 10 years, you probably haven't done Soarin' yet either.
I haven't done Soarin'. I've been watching it from home. You know, really it's what happened to me was just, it kind of translates back to my life for the last, I was mentioning I was married for 10 years. My ex-husband was very like sort of controlling in a way, you know? And so I didn't get to do a lot of the things I loved. So that's really what translated into it being so long for me and why I'm so excited to kind of get back down there. Because it's kind of just been like a rebirth of being myself again. And so like, that's why I'm so passionate about Disney, because it's just something I really love. So that's sort of why I haven't been down there in so long. So I'm really bummed the pandemic, you know, took its toll. My friend's actually down there right now. I know some people are just going down there now that it's back open, but I think we're going to wait a little bit longer because we want a vaccine for the kids.
Yeah.
The Wolf just went.
I did.
Oh, did you? How was it down
there? You know what? Truthfully, it was really safe. They really make sure that it's A, really clean, and B, they do a really good job of making sure everyone's, you know, keeping their mask up and you know, they have hand washing stations, you know, almost everywhere. So it's definitely, you know, it's interesting because when I went, they didn't have the park hopper. And I talked a little bit about this before, but what they would do is you could make a reservation for your day. You could go over to the park and then you could leave and go to lunch, you know, outside of the resort area. And that really bothered me because I said to myself, well, I could go to Walmart, I could go to Texas Roadhouse down the road, and who knows? And then I could then again go back to the park. And I just found it weird that Disney didn't want to keep me in their bubble. I just found that kind of strange. So that was my only hang up really about the whole experience. Otherwise, it was an A+ experience. I mean, what was really cool was the room when we checked in had a seal over it, you know, that this room's been clean and sterilized. The remote control, like all the little like things that you put your hand on were in plastic bags. So, I mean, they really did a nice job in terms of making sure that everything was clean. And that to me was really impressive. So
I'm so glad you said that then, because I think my boyfriend is more cautious than I'm cautious in terms of COVID, but he's very, very cautious. He doesn't really want to go anywhere unless the kids have vaccines. So I'm going to be sure to mention all of that in my pleas for Disney. I'm always like his daughter. So she's 7 and I'm like, can we go to Disney? Like, I just joke with her. I'm like, can we go to Disney? She's like, no, mama, we can't go to Disney right now. It's COVID. And I want to go more than the kids for sure.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I can say too is you're looking to go in April, and April is probably one of the nicest times of year to go down to Florida. The weather is almost perfect. It gets up to about 75 to 80 and there's usually a light breeze coming in. It's really a nice time of year to go for sure. So definitely a solid choice in month, I would say.
We used to always go in November too when we were kids. That's also kind of like one of those kind of low season, I think, times.
Definitely. Yeah. Right in between the holidays is a great time to go. And then right before Thanksgiving and then right in between, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas is awesome. So
that's when I go. My whole family, they loved going during Thanksgiving growing up. And then we've actually shifted towards Christmas now. So for the last three years, we've gone like right before New Year's.
I think it's nice if you go for Christmas when you're all together. I know my boyfriend went for Christmas with his daughter and he didn't really like it because the rest of the family wasn't with them, you know? So it's nice if you all go like you do.
Yeah, definitely. So Jessica, I'm going to lead us into our next segment, and it's called You Get to Be an Imagineer. And I think, you know, for us Disney, you know, fanatics, being an Imagineer for the parks is something that is ultimately just really exciting. And just the idea of being able to come up with something for the parks that would be your own tends to be pretty cool too. So the idea here is, if you were an Imagineer for the day, what is something that you would implement or change or create for Disney World that would be fun for you? What's something that you'd like to see the parks or just Disney in general do?
You know, I was trying to think about this because I know this is a question you ask on your show, and it was such a hard thing for me to think of because I'm somebody who I just like, I guess I'm, I don't know what, how to describe myself, maybe not picky, or I just love it sort of as it is, even like the, sure, the old things about Disney. Like I almost don't need to update it. I just kind of like, I guess I'm kind of set in my ways. So I had a hard time thinking about this. One of the things I was thinking is, my family, when we go, my mom has always had a really hard time walking around the park, and we usually rent like the little scooters. And I think last time it was my mom and my grandmother. And so it's sometimes hard for us all to just stick together with that. I think Disney does a really good job compared to other parks in helping people with disabilities. But one of the things that we're always joking about as a family is just, you know how in Tomorrowland they have those belts that they just like, they're called the people transporters, you know? I know for some areas have it like to connect you from the parking lot, and Universal has it on a lot of their walkways. They have the little like flat.
Yeah, it's like a flat elevator.
Yeah. I'm with you. I mean, we're always joking that they should just put those around the park everywhere because it is a really long walk for everyone. And I just, I know it's hard for my family to all stay together because some of them have disabilities. So I feel like that's always been a joke, but I would love it if they actually implemented that for some of the areas of the park, especially where I have young kids, you know?
No, that's truthfully, that's an awesome answer. And I think the part of the answer that I like the most is you want to keep things the same. You know, you like it the way that it is. I think, you know, so frequently people come onto our show and say, no, I would change this. I would change that. I would want to add this. And, yeah, definitely. And all I can think sometimes is, gee, it would just be nice if we just kept things the way that they are.
Yeah, you know? Tomorrowland, I think that people mover, I think Disney had originally planned to put all those little strips around the park, but I don't, I don't know why they didn't implement that, but that was his original idea, I think. So I like, I like traditional Disney.
I've got to think with the rain and the heat, there's got to be some type of mechanical issue there, maybe, but who knows? No, that's great. So one of the things, you know, that I also wanted to do while you were here, Jessica, is I wanted to ask. So obviously you did have a trip planned for April. Unfortunately that got canceled. And what I'm curious about is what are some tips that you could give, you know, as a mom, what are some of the things that, even if you're not going to Disney, you know, you need to make sure that you have packed for a trip similar to a trip to Disney? What are some things that are a necessity, and what are some of the things that, you know, just need to, you know, sort of be at the forefront of your mind when you're getting ready for something like that?
So in terms of packing, I'm not sure if I'm the best packer and planner like that. This is going to be a question that I should know, but I don't know. Can you bring your own food into Disney, especially with COVID? I don't think so. Right. Can you, you can, because, when we do go, I like to bring all the kids food and all the snacks, and I like to buy food in there. I just like to have backups, especially when you have young kids and they're very picky eaters. Both my boyfriend's daughter and my son. So for me, I'm all about the snacks, and I just want to be loaded with snacks and loaded with, maybe two outfits per kid for backup outfits. Like, this is like a mom bag. It becomes really big, really fast. And we're definitely going to get a stroller that both the kids can be in, even though his daughter's kind of old, like seven, to be in a stroller. But we just sort of need it to do that. And I think a lot of the time, parents regret not getting a second stroller. I know that's kind of like a joke with the older kids, because it's just, it's a really long day for them. So I feel like those are sort of like the parenting things that I'm all about. And then just like, you know, nowadays we have to have all the sanitizers. And one of the things I do is I give my boyfriend's daughter like her own little cute little sanitizer. It has a unicorn, or when we go down there, it'll have Disney characters on it, or, you know, make it cute for them, of like a way to do that. Or even the masks, like maybe let them put some stickers or something, like Disney stickers. That'd so I think it's just kind of like all of those things. So in terms of planning, I think that's what I usually do. And then I think one of the things that I didn't do when I was there, but I want to do it, is they say to start at the back of the park and sort of work your way to the front, you know? So I really want to try that, so it'll be a little less busy and easier to go through with the kids.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, depending on, you know, what parks you want to go to first, that does sometimes make a lot of sense. And sometimes what I tell folks is, you know, pick one or two things that you genuinely want to accomplish, and have those in your mind that you're going to get those done quickly. and then just try to enjoy the rest of the day and let whatever happens happen. You know, what I genuinely tell people pretty consistently is when you get down there, more than likely you're going to have to wait in some type of line. You're going to be hot. It may rain. Someone's going to be crying, whether it's you or one of the kids or one of your parents, whoever it may be. And I think, you know, the more that you can remember that you're there for a vacation to have fun, the better of a time you're going to have just in general. So definitely, you know, just don't let, you know, sort of your, I call it adulty attitude, get ahead of you. Because oftentimes what will happen is you'll get into a situation where you're waiting in that line and you're just like, oh, is this even worth it? And what I can tell you genuinely is that almost every time it is. So it's just about finding sort of that patience to take it, you know, all the way. So, but definitely, you know, it's a good thing. So
the good thing that they have those misters all around too, which is nice. And I think that's always good for the kids. And just, I can't go like in the summertime, you know, it's just way too hot for me and
almost deadly
and everything. Yeah. I have a friend and she wears a hijab. So she went down and, you know, a lot of people, she said, were remarking at like, aren't you super, super hot? So it was so hard for her. I mean, I love the heat. So I'm like a Florida-ish person.
Yeah. My wife has gone down in July and June. And I just say, okay, you go have fun. I don't know that I can handle that, you know, and she passed. So you know, some people I think just can handle the heat, but us up here in Boston, the heat just does not sit well. For most of us,
the Disney water parks are really nice too. I've been to both the Typhoon Lagoon and the Blizzard Beach. You guys don't have you been to them?
I've never been to either.
Oh, really? I went to both of them at different times. Wow. I really like them. So they both. I really love the Lazy River. My family loves that. So that's I think that they have a great one at both. And then Typhoon Lagoon obviously has the huge wave pool. And I think that they have the Summit Plummet, like one of the tallest sort of summits there. For me though, when I go to Disney, I don't really go for the water parks because I feel like you can go to a water park anywhere. Yes, they have little Disney characters everywhere, but you're going there to be at Disney. So for me, I think if you're spending the money on a park, like just go to one of the four, you know?
It seems too carnival-ish for me, honestly. Like if I'm paying to go to Disney, I'm not wasting a day at a water park. And I think that's just the way my family felt. That's why we've never done it.
I think you're right because we've done it and it's only good if you're like going for seven or more days and you just have extra days to spend, you know?
No, definitely. And Jen and I have never been and it's just one of those things like, I don't know if it's when we go, it's just not the right timing for it or, you know, we just want to spend more time in the actual parks. But it's certainly something that I think, you know, at some point I want to do just to say that I did it because I've seen the footage of that Lazy River. And it is really nice. And there are definitely times when we're there where I'm just like, oh, I could just lay in the pool all day. That would be really nice.
Yeah.
But usually Jen's dragging me to something.
I get that at the beach club, though. There's a nice lazy river there. Obviously not as big, but I could sit in there all day as well. So it's, you know what I mean? Like I'm spoiled in the sense that our home base is the beach club just because I think that's probably the best pool on property.
Yeah. I think I've stayed at like one of the value resorts at Disney, like one of the all-star resorts. But usually we always stayed off property, but this trip in April, it was going to be the first time really staying on property. I think it was like a mid-tier resort, maybe the New Orleans one. And so I really liked it because we were going to do the meal plan and everything. It was just going to make it easy with the kids. So on one hand, I like staying off property because you also have that freedom to go anywhere else. Like Orlando has that big strip where it's got all those different, you know, attractions. And I always like to do that. You can go to like those little souvenir shops and they have those little kind of like carnival places. I was actually there during a hurricane one time, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, but for me, I feel like we're so used to like big blizzards and nor'easters and storms and stuff. When we were there, I don't want to say we were laughing and joking or anything because we weren't going that far, but we were like, is this a hurricane? Like this is a rainstorm. Like these, they don't know what they're talking about. It must have not been a really bad one, but they did close Disney at the time. So it was interesting because we were staying off property and they were boarding up everything, all the Dunkin' Donuts and had the, you know, they put wood all over everything. So it was an interesting thing to be there during the hurricane. And I think my sister was staying with her friend on property. And mm-hmm. I think because of the hurricanes, the alligators came into the resort because guess there were swamps nearby. So like mm-hmm. there was some problem with alligators coming onto the resort in Disney there.
Wow. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we had the one that ate that kid a couple years ago. So
yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Awful. That was a crazy time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not good. Well, Jessica, I have, just simply a couple questions. So mm-hmm. obviously you hosted a podcast, mm-hmm. Stay Calm Mom, which mm-hmm. I love the name. I think so frequently I wish I could tell my mom, hey, just stay calm a little bit. Like everything's going to be okay. And, yep. I'm sure that, that happens pretty frequently. And of course, based off of your story, staying mm-hmm. calm was essential. Mm-hmm. So I'd love for you to maybe, I know you talked about it a little bit, but I'd love mm-hmm. for you to tell us just a little bit more about your podcast, how we can find you, where we can find you. And then we have a couple real fun, just wolf games that I've kind of made up awesome. About Disney that are pretty easy. And then we can get you out of here all before 5 o'clock to enjoy a nice dinner.
Oh, okay. That sounds so fun, but I'm happy to talk about Disney all day long.
there we go. After us too. Absolutely.
Thank you. Well, thank you for bringing up the show. I love my show so much. It's just like, it's really a passion project and it feels like a form of art to me really. So I guess it's because it's a form of self-expression. So the show is, it started off as this really simple concept of when I was going through all these crazy times, my mom used to say to me, you're such a calm mom, because I'd be like crying and hysterical and all this stuff's going on. And then my son is in the room and then I'd be like, okay, sweetie, honey, no problem. She was like, wow, you get so calm with him. Like, you know, mm-hmm. so it was just about, not being a calm mom, but it was just about, you know, how do we stay calm and handle parenting, you know? And I think, you know, we're all under so much pressure. And I just think as parents, and especially as moms, because I'm a single mom, there's just so many more, you know, struggling to balance all these priorities and things like that. So it's real, it adds a lot of pressure on you and can make you very stressed. So the idea started that I was like, well, maybe I'll interview my mom and my aunt or people I know about motherhood. And it turned into this huge kind of concept where I had people reaching out to me from all over the world wanting to speak about their experiences. And you know, I've had a few guests from Australia and New Zealand and Guam, and I've had, you know, mothers who are serving in the active service. I've had a hypnotherapist on. I've had a world-renowned speaker who speaks on protecting your kids from child abuse, all the way to the stylist for America's Got Talent who wanted to speak about, you know, mom style and being confident. So it's got a real range of topics to it that we go over, and it's all centered around how do you be the best woman you can be and the happiest version of yourself, because that's going to translate into being there for your family in the way you want to be. So that's sort of the idea behind Stay Calm Mom. And for all the listeners out there, you can find me on Apple Podcasts under Stay Calm Mom, or Spotify, or Apple, Amazon Music, anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can also follow me on Instagram and Facebook as jessicaashley.staycalmmom. And my website is www.thejessicaashley.com.
Awesome. No, that's great. Like I said, we're not moms, but you know, we most certainly appreciate you coming on to our show to talk about Disney. And one thing, you know, just in talking with you and having you here, you know, just keep it up. You know, it sounds like you've got a great show. You've got great guests, and we're excited to say we've got pretty awesome guests now too. So definitely just really appreciate that. And certainly hope the best for your podcast. And yes, Wolfpack, go out, find our friend Jessica here. If you're a mom, go listen to her show. If you know a mom, which we all know one, suggest the show, and most certainly leave our friend Jessica a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. Thank you. Jessica, no, you're very welcome. So I've tried to come up with a few just really simple, fun wolf games mm-hmm. that I thought would be fun to play. And the first one, and you sort of, you know, brought it up a little bit about the monorail, but one of them is the monorail loop. So I have in my hand 3 tickets to stay at one of the 3 resorts on the monorail. So there's obviously the Grand Floridian, the Polynesian, mm-hmm. and the Contemporary Resort. Mm-hmm. So of those 3, I have the 3 tickets in my hand. You are allowed to pick one, all expenses paid. You get to choose. Which one would you choose?
I would choose the Grand Floridian for sure.
Mm-hmm. Good choice.
I've heard good things about the what is the name of the Hawaiian one? You said Polynesian Resort. Yeah. I know people love that. The Contemporary Resort, I never resonated with me much, especially. Yeah. One of the things is when you go on the monorail through the Contemporary Resort, it's really dusty. And like, is it just me that notices that? Like, they should fix it.
It's everything but Contemporary, I'll tell you that. Yeah,
I don't know why. I thought it was just my my opinion of it. I guess it's a shared thing.
No, it's very much shared here on this show, for sure. And I think for one thing to sort of keep in mind about that resort is that it was built many, many years ago when Contemporary, it was pretty contemporary to have a monorail going through it. So at the time, it was pretty cool. And for so many, it still is, but I agree. Grand Floridian or Polynesian are up on my list, and definitely agree with you there.
I really want to stay in the castle, though. How can I do it? Anybody have any secret tips?
Yeah, you pay hell of money.
It's a pretty penny. That's for sure.
Do you know how much it is? I really want to put a goal in my mind.
Oh, thousands.
I believe one night is 50,000.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You might have to mortgage your, you might have to sell your house to stay there for a night.
Come on, Stay Calm Mom podcast.
That's right.
Exactly.
I get that big, I'll just have to get everybody a room there.
That's right. Absolutely. So the last one that I wanted to do, and as we've been talking, I've been sort of trying to plan this out, and it sounds like you're a big fan of the shows, which I love. Mm-hmm. So I wanted you to create a Mount Rushmore. So we're all, hopefully you're familiar with the Mount Rushmore of the four presidents. So I'd love for you to create a Mount Rushmore of your four favorite shows at Disney World.
My four favorite shows at Disney World, like the theater shows, like the live action shows.
You mentioned Fantasmic. You mentioned, So I sort of was getting the cues that you loved like Lion King, things like that.
I love the show. I love the show. Okay.
So, like I said, usually I do the characters, but you're like, I'm not really big on characters. So I wanted to give you something that maybe was a little more you.
That sounds awesome. I love the show so much. I love it because it just ends the night, a lot of the time. And I love everything, the parades, everything they have. I love like Beauty and the Beast is one of my favorites that they have, playing throughout the day. So I guess on my Mount Rushmore has to be Fantasmic for sure. Yes. My favorite show. Rivers of Light, I haven't seen in person, but I keep watching it on YouTube. I just love it. So I really want to see Rivers of Light. I'm going to put it up there without even seeing it in person. And then the Beauty and the Beast live action is also on there. Yep. And then I know they got rid of Tarzan, or I would have put Tarzan on there because I really wanted to take my son there because they've got all the skateboards and everything. That would have been great for him. But so since it's not there, and since Indiana Jones is still there, I'm putting Indiana Jones on mine because I'm a classic Disney girl.
Yeah, that makes the Wookiee very happy, I can tell. Well, Jessica, Mr. Wookiee.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you so much again for joining me, Jessica. This was wonderful. Thank you so much for being here and continue on your journey. It really seems to me like you're on the right track. You're doing all the right things. You're staying calm, which is great.
Eyes open for a Stay Calm Mom at Disney episode one day.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be there. We'll be there 100%.
I'll call you guys.
Yeah, definitely. We'll give you all the hints and tips and tricks and everything in between. But no, thank you so much. It's been great connecting with you. You're always a friend of the show. If you ever need anything, if there's anything we can do to help, please let us know. We'll put the wolf pack on it. But at the end of the day, no, thank you so much for being here. As always, we tell everyone, be kind, to wash your hands, and we'll see you real soon.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thanks again,
Ashley. Bye, Jessica. Thank you.
Thank you.